Boker Tov world. Today's daf in Masechet Sanhedrin, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh, is daf Pei Gimel. So let's get ourselves focused over here once again. And we did the last part of the daf rather quickly. I'd like to provide a little bit of background and remind you where we're coming from. The whole thing started yesterday on daf Pei Beis Amud Beis, at the two dots, where we had this question about what would be the din of a Kohen who was Meshamesh Betuma. Is he Chayav Misa B'dei Shamayim or not? Because we are now in the list. We've been going down all the various Chiyuvim. We're now in the list of the Mechayve Misa B'dei Shamayim. And so what happened was yesterday, Reb Shesha said that there's no way that a Kohen that's Meshamesh Betuma is Chayav Misa. Why? Because how did we get into this whole issue in the first place? Because we had talked about the kippah. And from the kippah, we moved on to extrajudicial elements, such as habola, ramis, ragoneva, takaswa, or the case that we're talking about now, where Kohen was found to be mishamish betuma. And it says over there, the echov ha-kohanim, don't bother taking him to Besdin. They take him out to the back lot, so to speak, and they bash his head in. Fine. So now, in that context, Reb Sheshes was asked, would there be a Chiyav Misa on that person? He said, no, of course not. Because if there's a Chiyav Misa B'dei Shamayim, then why would we take the law into our own hands? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he's going to take care of him. So let him take care of him. So that the Gemara argued about yesterday, but that was the question of the logic of Reb Sheshes is diak from the Mishnah. But at the end of yesterday, we attacked Reb Sheshes' din. Now, forget about the question of whether it makes sense what you say from the Mishnah. But to say that a Kohen Shishimesh Betuma is not Chayv Misa seems to be completely wrong. And this is what we started yesterday. The truth is, it's a bit complex, and we're going to be spending some days on all the various things that are Chayv Misa B'dei Shamayim and not. So I think it's worthwhile for us to get an understanding of the background of the question that we asked yesterday at the end of the day. So we had a long list of issues at the very end, one line up from the bottom of the daf on the base. And if you don't mind, let's go over that again in order to understand the question that we asked yesterday on Reb Sheshes. So it says over there, a long list of elements, which before we actually talk about those elements, I'd like to discuss the issues that we worry about in those elements. We have a set of things that can be done as avodas, and if they're done, sometimes there is a chiyav misa. If they're done wrongly, sometimes they're not. And then we have a set of the problems in doing them. So before we get to the points, the list of things, let's talk about the things that are wrong. That begins at the top of this stuff. I mean, this is a review, so I don't mind starting in the middle of the sugya. Lo mishum zarut. So here's the list. Zarut, that's a non-coin that does the avodah. Lo mishum tuma. Tuma, that's a coin that's tummy. B'chusar begadim is a coin who's not wearing all of his begadim. The four begadim of a coin head. Yotir, if he's a coin gadol, he's not wearing all of his eight begadim. Rochut Yadayim V'raglayim is the din that you have to wash your hands and feet from the kiyar before you do the avodah. So those cases are all, interestingly enough, tied together. In what way? So this is part of the background that we need to understand in order to properly make sense of this. The first overall idea is that it says Vavatem. Vavatem is understood to mean the Avatem Avodat Matana, means avodat tam, avodat tama. So that all of the things that the Torah is worried about and doing wrongly are avodot tamot. What does that mean? The end of a series of avodah. The lo avodah shiyesh acharea avodah. But no matter what you do, if it's just part of a series of things leading up to an end avodah, then even though the Torah may say you're not allowed to do it, but you would definitely not be chayavan. Okay, so if that's the case, all of these various things that we've listed over here, namely zarus, tuma, mechusar begadim, rochutz yadayim v'raglayim, all of these things would be covered by that same rule. Why do I say they're all would be covered by the same rule? Because the truth is that they are all connected. And these are connections that we learn from the various psukim that make either a hekesh between them or the mukher of one din was brought from the other din. I don't want to take up all of your time to remind you of the sukkahs that we did in Zvachim, which connected all of these issues. But suffice it to say, if, for instance, a czar is Osir, says that Farish called czar, then a Mechusar Begodim would be Osir because a Mechusar Begodim, we just had in the Shabbos waning, that the Begodim themselves, it says, V'chagarta otam avneid, and then the kunatam chokolam, which means only as long as the begodim are on them, are they considered to be kohanim. Okay, so then, if not, they're considered to be zarim, right? Or rochutz yodayim v'raglayim. So that would be considered to be a gezerah shava of chuka, where it says chok in each one of them, and by mechutz to begodim it says chok. Fine. So I'm just giving you examples. All of these things are interconnected. That means that the overall rule of Avatim would apply to the whole list of issues that we just mentioned. Now, let's go back to the penultimate line on the previous daf and see the list of things that are considered to be not Avodot Tamot. These are all steps towards an Avodat Tama. So let's take the case with the beginning. Hayotzeik. So what is Hayotzeik? The Yotzeik is somebody who pours out the oil on a mincha. Now, obviously, there's lots that needs to be done after that, including the habolel. You have to mix the oil into the flour on a mincha. And then hamoleach, you have to salt things before you put them on the mizbeach. Or
the potet.
Sorry? Oh, sorry.
The hapotet.
I missed hapotet, where you have the various menachos that are hardened because they're baked or they're fried. So they have to be broken up into little pieces in order for you to be able to do kmitza on them, because otherwise, how in the world do you take that apart? Moleach, if you salt, but salting, of course, is not the end of the process. It's a preparation for the actual putting it on the mizbeach. Tenufa. So there are lots of things. Some of the karbonas, the menachos, you have to wave them. Or hamegish. Hamegish is somebody who brings up the mincha, not on the mizbeach, but brings it to the corner of the mizbeach, in which he exposes it, so to speak, lamala, and that's a special avodah, but it's not the end of the process. You're still going to have to finish bringing it up on the mizbeach. And what about misader tashulchan? So you put the shulchan on, you put the lechem on the shulchan, but remember that the lechem is a kind of mincha, and you have to do the equivalent of kmitza on this mincha too, and the equivalent of haktara on this mincha too. How do you do that? You do that by bringing the levona that is sitting on the shulchan, that represents the bringing up of the part of the lechem, which is its askara, and therefore putting the lechem on the table is obviously not the end of the avoda. Metiva tanirot. So you get the candles and the menorah ready for lighting. Well, that's not the end of the avodah, obviously. You have to light them. Or hakomet, so somebody who takes his kmitza full of flour or baked, or whatever the mincha consists of, well, that's a preparation for putting on the mizbeach, right? Or somebody's mekabel the dam. So he now has the dam of the korban, but it still has to be sprinkled on the mizbeach. So if you do any of those things, b'chutz, so if you did shchita, the Torah says b'feresh, you did shchita, or it uses the word asiya, b'chutz, yurchai of koras. But since we know that all of these things are not avatem avodatama, we understand that none of the isurim that describe misa and kores apply to these steps towards the avatem. That's the logic that's involved. Now, the reason that we're bringing this up is because the question was, what was the din of a Kohen who is Mishamish Betuma, Aliba Derpshashis? Now, all of this is background to the question that we're about to ask on Ripshashis. So, we've got all of these lists of things. You're Potter if you do them Bechutz. And not only if you do them Bechutz, but also you would not be Chayev on them, Lo Mishum Zarut, That means the tzar who does it won't be chayiv. Now, this is important. V'lo mishum tum'ah. Now, that's now already we're starting to discuss the case that Reb Sheshes was talking about, right? So Reb Sheshes was talking about a kohen that was oved betuma. Okay, here we're talking about things that you're not chayiv on betuma. That's fine. That's not going to bother us. It's only the implications that are going to bother us, as we'll see. So you're not chayiv for tuma. You're not chayiv for not having all of your bigdei kuhuna on, the four begadim as a kohen hedyot, or the eight begadim as a kohen gadol. Or if you did any of those things, the yotzek, the bolel, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, if you did any of those things and you did not wash your hands and your feet from the kiyor before you went and do that. Okay, so far, no problem. But let's look at the implications. These things that we put in this list are all non-avodat tama. In other words, the whole point is we're giving you the list of the things that are not the end of a series of avodah. But suppose any of those people, meaning the tzar, the lo rochutz yadayim v'raglayim, the b'chusr begadim, or the kohen tamei, would have done an avodat tama. So let's say he would have actually put it on the mizbeach, would have burnt it on the mizbeach. Not just do yitzika blila and so on, correct? What would be the din? He would be chayiv. It's only those cases of yotzek v'bolo that he's potter. Well, I ask you, Reb Sheshes, to tell me, what would he be chayiv? Because you, Reb Sheshes, hold that when I asked you what's the din of a kohen tamei that actually did the avoda that is an avoda tama, you said it must be that he's potter, because why else are we taking him out to the back lot and smashing his head in if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would take care of him? We sort of can trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do the job properly. That was Reb Sheshes' response. Now, when it says over here, Yischayev, what does it mean, Yischayev? Doesn't it mean Yischayev Misa? Huh? And you said he's not. Says Reb Sheshes, nah. It means Yischayev on an Isser Lav. He would get Malkus. But you asked me if Yischayev Misa. I never said he wouldn't get Malkus. I wouldn't say that he's not over on a Lav. All I said was he doesn't have Misa. Doesn't say Chayav Misa. Oh, really now? So then that would mean that all of the people listed in this case, the Tzar and the Bechusr Begadim, all of them, when it says they're putter, means they're putter from anything. And when it says, but if it's an Avodah Tama by implications, they're Chayav, it doesn't mean they're Chayav Misa. It means they're Chayav Alav. Is that what you're saying? So in other words, a Tzar would also be only Chayav Alav? I mean, I got news for you. The Holy Book disagrees with you. So, I mean, I don't know who knows better. It says, Beferish Hazar HaKarev Yumat. So, obviously, there is a Chiyav Misa. I mean, I'm assuming that that's the same for all of them. If it's a reference to the Tsar and it calls it B'Misa, then any member of this list, the Tsar or the Tamei, Reb Sheshes, the Tamei, or the Mechusr Begadim, or the Lo Rochutz Yadayim Raglayim, they would all be included in the Chiyav of Misa, right? So, are you ready to surrender? No, says Reb Sheshes. Hakidita. I don't understand. Well, what makes you think they're all the same? Basically, this is a list of that whatever you would be chayev, if you do, and they're not the end of the series, you're not chayev. That's all it says. Now, the fact that you would be chayev if it is the end of the series, that's true. But each one of them would be, at the end of the series, you would be chayev, whatever it is that you're chayev. The Tsar is chayev Misa, but the Tamei isn't chayev Misa. Where does it say that the Tamei is chayev Misa? Each one of these cases is a separate and unique case. Oh, so wait one second. So in other words, you're telling me that if a Kohen who was Tamei, and he does not an Avodah Tama, he does the list, the Yitzika and the Belila and the Hagosha and the Malicha. So over there, you're telling me he's not even over on a Lav? Is that what you're trying to say? Because you said, when it says you're Chayev by implication, it means you're only Chayev a Lav. Okay, so when it says you're Potter, it means you're Potter totally. Is that what you really believe that this means? But, I mean, the Braita says Beferish, Ratanya, where do we know that there's an Isser Lav on a Yitzika and a Belila that is done by a Kohen Tamei? Talmud Lomar, that is based on the Pasuk that says, Beferish, Kedoshim Yiyu L'Elohim, V'lo Yechalalu Shem Elohim, Kies Ishei Hashem Lechem Elohim, Heim Makrivim V'Hayu Kodesh. And it says over there, the V'lo Yechalalu, and as we're going to see, that whenever it says that we're talking about an iser lo yachalav is an iser lav. Yeah, yes, says Rav Sheshes, but that doesn't mean a real lav. That's a the bright that's telling me there's a lav midrabanan. It's bringing the pusik as an esmachta that you should know that this is usher. But I actually maintain that those cases of yitzika, blila, and so on, if they're done by a kohen tame, are not usher at all. And only an avoda tama that is done by a kohen, that's usher midiraisa. There you would be over in a lav, but not misa. Zarut, on the other hand, if it's an avoda tama, would be a chi of misa. Each case is unique. So this is only a drabana. Really now. All right. How about this bright? I got to see you handle this one. Ve'elu hein shebimitas. And we have a whole list of different chiyuve misa bidei shamayim. Okay. Item number X. Tamei shishimesh. Well, what are you going to do with that? I'm going to give up. Okay. So Rav Sheshes gives up. So basically, yes, a tamei shishimesh is chayev misa, and therefore we go back to what we said yesterday. It is not necessarily logical to say that because it's in the hands of the Lord, why should we take him out to the back lot? That is actually, as we pointed out yesterday, that doesn't necessarily make much sense. Okay, so this sort of is an end to the repetitious issue, but once we raised the Braita that gives us a list of all of the different things that Shirchayim Nisi B'dei Shamayim, we cannot help but follow through. After all, we're here in Sanhedrin. We're talking about all of the Chiyuvim, all of the Niskalim, and all of the Nisrafim, and all of the Chiyuve Chnechanokim. And well, we might as well go through this Braita about all of the Mechiyuve Mita B'dei Shamayim. So let's look it through. Here's the whole parsha, okay? The gufa. The elu shebimita. So here's the following cases, out of which we had quoted just one, which was the going tamei shishimesh. Let's go back to the beginning. Ha'ochelet ha'teva. Now we're going to go through each one of these cases. As I said, we're going to spend quite a bit of time on this. So let's just first hear the cases, and then we will go back over the braita case by case and see what the makor is for each one of these cases that there is a chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim. So here's the cases. Somebody eats teva. Okay? That pashtus means that you had something that you were mechuyev to take off trumas and maisers from, and you didn't. Now, that's not necessarily true, because the Rambam Shita is that only in a case where you didn't take off Truma Gedola and Trumas Meiser is there a Chiyuv Tevel. Otherwise, there's no Chiyuv Misa on Tevel, there's only a Chiyuv Lav, and that there's a connection between Tevel as an Iser of Chiyuv Misa and eating Truma as a non-Kohen and the Chiyuv Misa, but not for Meiser, because Meiser never brings you to Chiyuv Misa. Okay, that's a separate Bachlokas. How we define Tevel is a secondary issue, but that's number one, eating Tevel. A Kohen who is Tamei, who eats Truma, while that Truma is Tahar. That's number two. A Zar, who eats Truma. Number three. A Zar, who didn't have it in the Beis HaMikdash. Number four. A Kohen Tamei, that was Mishamesh. That's number five. That was the one case that we quoted before, which we said number X. Tvul Yom Shishimesh. Secondary to that, number six, is a Tvul Yom, who means that he's already been to the mikveh. He was Tameh. He went to the mikveh, but the sun has not yet set. Number seven is a Kohen who was not wearing his Begonim, who does the Avodah. And number eight is somebody who had already been to the mikveh, waited for the sun to set, but he was b'chusar kapara, he was one of those tamim who needed to also bring a korban on the day following the last act of his tefillah and sunset. He too is going to be chayav misa as if he were tamim. Number nine, he didn't go to the kior to be rochets yada v'raglav. Number 10, he goes in under the influence and he does the Avodah, so Shesuye Iyayin. Number 11, he's Peruay Rosh, so he hasn't had a haircut in 30 days, and he comes in and does the avoda. So all of those cases are a chiyuv misa. However, there are cases that are usser where there is no chiyuv misa, namely an onen, so someone who a family member that he's chayev to be mitabalon died that day, a yoshev, he doesn't stand while doing the avoda, he sits. Those are not a chiyuv of misa, although they are over on a lav. Now, how about a balmon?
Wait, did Rebbe miss out Arel?
What?
Did Rebbe miss out Aval Arel?
Did I? Sorry. Aval Arel, Ko'onen, V'yoshev. So somebody who is an Orel, not because he refuses to get a Brit Milah, but he was unable to get a Brit Milah because his brothers had actually bled to death after getting a Brit Milah, so they discovered that the hemophilia runs in the family, and therefore there was no way to give him a Brit Milah. So he is unfortunately locked into having a foreskin. So you would think, okay, that maybe is not considered to be the Orel that the Torah asers, but it is. So an Orel who does the Avoda, an Onen who does the Avoda, and a Yoshev, all of those cases are not a Chiyuv Misa, they're only an Isser. How about a Balmum? That's a Machlokas. Rebbe says a Balmum is Chayav Misa B'dei Shamayim. And the Chachomim say, no, he too is only over on a lav. How about if he steals from Hegdash, use Nene from Hegdash on purpose, so that there's no Korban Me'ila to be brought, none of the additional payment and so on, which is only for Me'ila B'shogeg. So Rebbe says, there too, there's a Chiyav of Misa, and the Chachomim say, no, that's another example of an Isser Basar. Now we're going to go over each one of these cases. So we said, Halchelet HaTevel. Now, how do we know that eating Tevel, Minolan, is a Chiyuv of Misa B'dei Shamayim? The Omer Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Mina yin lo ochel es HaTevel, shehu b'misa. Where do we get the idea that there's a Chiyuv Misa for eating Tevel, dechtiv lo yechalalu et kodshei b'nei Yisrael, asher yarimu la'ashem? Now note what it says over here. Asher yarimu means that which is yet to be taken off, right? Ba'atidim l'truma katuv medaber. You haven't yet taken off your truma, and therefore we're talking about something that is currently teva, asher yarimu. And it says over here, v'lo yechalalu. Oh, now that would mean that as long as those things which are still kodesh in it, because they haven't been taken out yet, this is the Rambam's mocker for understanding the Isra of Tevel to be based on what is left inside the Tevel that hasn't been removed, which is why the Rambam understands that where you're talking about having left the Truma or the Truma's Meiser in the Tevel, so there you're going to be Chayav Misa because that's the Chiyav for eating Truma when it's also to be eating. But if it's only Meiser that you didn't take off, then it makes no sense to make it more Chayav for eating Tevel that you didn't take out the Meiser than eating the Meiser itself, Be'iser, right? Okay, so this is, as I said before, that's about Chokas. But the point is that it's clearly talking about Tevel, and it calls it Lo Yechalalu. And what's the implication of that? Well, very important implication. Because the word Lo Yechalalu connects this directly to the Isser of eating Truma. If you're not allowed to eat the Truma, or you eat it with a Zar, your tummy. Why? Because we learn it from the Pasuk of Truma, it Tuma, somebody tummy eats it, it says, Umetubo, dig this word, Ki yechalalu, the same word that we have here, V'lo yechalalu. So just like over there, it says, Umetubo, and that's Bemita, here too, Beteva, where it mentions the same word, V'lo yechalalu, it means Mita b'dei shamayim. Now that, wait a minute, says the Gemara, but what makes you say that we should learn it chilol chilol from Truma? We could learn it chilol chilol from Notar. There it says, ki et kodesh Hashem chilel. Now remember what Notar is, that you left something over the time that it was allowed to be eaten. So now it becomes Notar. If you eat notar, it's a chiyuv karet, not a chiyuv of mita b'dei shamayim. So why did you say that we learn out the chilul of the isra of eating tevel from the chilul of eating truma betuma? Instead, wouldn't it make sense to learn it from notar, where it also says chilul, and then it would tell us that you're chayuv karet, and we should say malalan b'karet, afkan b'karet, says the Gemara, there are seven good reasons. Want to hear the seven good reasons for why it makes more sense to compare the Tevel to Truma instead of comparing the Tevel to Noser? I'll let you use your imagination for coming up with a few of them right on the spot. But let me give you the seven good reasons, okay? First of all, it's similar to Truma because it's a it's about Truma, isn't it? This, again, is the Rambam. I mean, it's Tevel because you never took the Truma out. That's why it says, Asher Yarimu LaHashem. So, I mean, makes more sense to compare Tevel to Truma. Where the heck would you get to compare it to Noser from? That's number one. Furthermore, if you're in Chutz La'aretz, there's no such concept bichlal of taking off Truma, and therefore, it would never apply outside of Eretz Yisrael. So, it makes sense that those are the type of things that are connected to the dinim of the Aretz. Mashenken, the Hilchos Nosar would apply anywhere, even in cases where you have Nosar outside of Eretz Yisrael, before the Bamot became Asur. So then there was still a Chiyav of Nosar. While they were in Mitzrayim, there was a Chiyav of Nosar. In the Midbar, there was a Chiyav of Nosar. There certainly was never Truma or Tevel, so therefore it makes no sense to compare it to Nosar. Furthermore, there is a way out of the Isser. Yeah, absolutely. Take off the truma and maizrus. Now it becomes mutter. The Kohen's tummy, let him go to the mikveh. Now he can eat the truma. I understand. But Nosar, there's no way, Jose, to get rid of Nosar. You can sprinkle holy water on it, throw it into a mikveh, jump up and down and spit nickels. Nothing is going to change the Nosar. Furthermore, look at the language. The language is totally different. By Nosar, it says it's Kodesh Hashem Chilel. And in these cases, it says, lo yechalelu, which is Lashon Rabim. And it says, umetubo ki yechaleluhu, Lashon Rabim. Don't you think that we ought to, if we're talking about Gzeirah Shavah, we should be learning the same type of language from the same type of language? Why would you want to learn a Lashon Rabim by Tevel from a Lashon Yachid by Nosar? Seven good reasons. Do you give up? No, never. Adaraba, I would say just the opposite. I'll give you four good reasons to learn it from Noser and not from Tevel, okay? Minoser avile lamela. First of all, look, it makes sense to learn out of Noser because Tevel is a problem in what you're eating, not in who is eating. And Noser is a problem in what you're eating, not in who is eating. So why would I compare Tevel to a Kohen Tomei who's eating? It's not a problem in the food. That's a problem in the person. So that's reason, good reason number one, okay? And another point is that Ein Lo Heter B'Mikvah, both of these things, they're Tevel and Noser, you put them in a mikvah, guess what? Nothing happens. But a Kohen Tomei, you put him in a mikveh, guess what? He suddenly becomes kosher for eating truma. So which one makes sense? Compare Tevel to Noser. The non-mikvenik, instead of comparing it to a Kohen who eats betuma, who's a mikvenik. So that makes it more logical to do Tevel and Noser. How about that? So I only had two reasons. I got mixed up with circulated. True. But there's more reasons on that side than there are in this side. And last I heard, seven is better than two. Ravina says, forget about counting, okay? That's not the point. We're dealing with a Gezeirah Shavah, aren't we? A Gezeirah Shavah is an analysis of language that's similar. So everything else doesn't even come up on the screen if you first recognize that the two words have to match. And therefore, the chilul, which is Lashon Rabim, and the Chilul, which is Lashon Rabim, which is both by Tevel and by Kohen Tomei, Shochel Satruma, matches. And that's a lot better than trying to match up a Lashon Rabim to the Chilel, which is Lashon Yochid, Unnosa. That's what I think is the bottom line, most important thing. Okay, let's take the next case. A Kohen Tame who eats Truma Tahora. Now, how do we know that? Well, the Amar Shmuel, Minayin the Kohen Tame Shachal Truma Tahora. Yet he's going to be Chayiv Misa B'Dei Shamayim. Because since it says, V'shamru et mishmarti, V'lo Yisu alav chet, and this is, I mean, unfortunately, the Gemara leaves out the main words, which are, umetubo ki yichalalu. So here we're talking about protecting, so to speak, my inyonim of Kodesh. So now, that was referring to the Truma, as we said before, and it tells me that v'lo yichalalu. Hey, wait a second. You said only if he ate Truma that's tar? What about if it's tummy? Then he's not going to be chayev from Yisa B'dei Shamayim? Yes, because that's Shmuel Shita. The Amar Shmuel Amar Rabbi Eliezer, minayin l'kohen tummy, she'ocha truma temeya, that he's not chayev Misa, and he would only be chayev Misa in the event that it was actually Tahar. So here's why the Gemara waited to bring the closing words of the Pasuk, since it says, ume tu bo ki echaleluhu. So because they profaned it, that's why they would die. But in this case, it's already Bechulal, because it already became Tameh. So Prat Lazar, Shebechulalat, the Omedet. So over here, it's already Bechulal, and therefore it wouldn't be included. So it's the same Yechalalu that it would apply here to the Truma. Vizar Shachalat Truma. Next case, you said, a non-Kohen who eats Truma.
Rebbe? Yep. I'm sorry, could Rebbe address the Rashi, asking the Kasha? We have time.
We could have time if we don't care about the getting to the, as you know, to the mikvos today. But yes,
and right now we're immersed in Sanhedrin.
Okay, so which Rashi would you like us to discuss? Ipsul Ochlin the Torah?
The Prat Omechulelis Omedis.
Just remember that this is a pop down from a pop down. Just understand that. The main point we're talking about is the Chiyuv of Misa, which itself is a pop down. And now we're popping down to discuss the difference between the Tumah, which is Tar or Tameh, and you wish to prop down another level to talk about Mechulelet V'Omedet?
Yeah, I'm a Kohen Tamei right now, so it's Nagei.
I think we should stick to the main topic, actually, Barnea.
Okay.
All right. The next case that we had is a Zar She'achal Et HaTruma, keeping our eyes on the ball. So a Zar, the next case in the Mishnah, in the Brisa, says that if a Zar eats Truma, that there is a Chiyuv of Misa. How do we know that? So Amar Rav, Zar She'achalat HaTruma is Chayiv Malkus. So Rav Kahan and Rav Asi said to Rav, Rebbe, why do you say he's Chayiv Malkus? I mean, you should point out that he's Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim. After all, doesn't it say V'chol Zar Lo Yochal Kodesh? And basically, V'chol Zar Lo Yochal Kodesh is a direct continuation from the pasuk that we just quoted. We quoted the pasuk of Shamru et Mishmarti, V'lo Yisu Alav Chet, Umetu Bo Ki Yechalalu. So that was the pasuk that we just brought to say that if it's Mechulal already, that then it's not. Then it says, the very next words, V'chol Zar Lo Yochal Kodesh. Now, you already learned from the first pasuk of Ki Yechalalu that there's a Chiyuv of Misa, which we learned out, the Chilul Chilul. So if that's the case, doesn't it extend to the next Pasuk as well, V'chal Zar Lo Yochal Kodesh? And if a Zar would eat Truma, he too would be Chayiv Misa. So why did you say that he's only Chayiv Malkus? Answered Rav, if you look carefully at the Pasuk, you'll see that it's not comparing the two. Because between the words, umetubo ki chavaluhu, And the words of the Chol Zalo Yocha Kodesh, which is with a Vav and seems to be connecting the two, come the words Ani Hashem Mekadesham. And therefore, since those words were put in between, it breaks up the flow, Hifsika Inyan, and it means that there, Hifsika Inyan, to tell me that the din of Lo Yechalelu, which is a Chi of Misa, is actually only said on the first part, but on the Kol Zvar Lo Yochal Kodesh, it's not said. Ask the Gemara and Rav, but I don't understand. We just had a Braita that said Beferish, the Elohein Shebimita, and one of the cases was a Zara Ochelat HaTruma. So why did Rebbe say that Rav, as our Rebbe they're talking to, why did Rebbe say that you're only Chayev a Azara? It's against the Braita. So what's your problem? You think Rav can't argue on a Braita? You're going to ask a Braita on Rav? Matnita ad Rav Karamita. I mean, obviously he knows this Braita. This is the primary list. And he's telling you that he disagrees. Rav Tana Uvapulik. And we have a klal that whenever Rav wants to act as a Tana and ignore a Braita, and he feels that he's qualified to do so, he can do so. There's nothing to ask. Okay. Now, we've got another, got all of these other cases that the Braisa listed. Remember, we had another 8 cases still. Azar Shishimei. So let's run through them quickly. That's a Beferish Posik, doesn't get us involved in any complications. It says Azar HaKarev Yumat. A Tamei Shishimesh, which was our big problem against Rav Sheshes. Well, we know that. Kedaboy Minei Rav Chiyo Baravim Rav Yosef. Minai in the Tamei Shishimesh B'misa. Dechtiv Daber El Aharon Ve'El Banav. V'yinazru Mikadshei B'nei Yisrael. V'lo Yechalalu Et Shem Kodshi. So that v'yinazru is a reference to not doing the Aveda when you're not able to be in a state to do the Aveda, which means that you are Tamei. And it says lo yechalalu. And as we said before, we learn out chilo from Truma, just like me suboki yechalalu, says by Truma that same word, and it says beferish you will die. So ma'ala halam b'mita, Afkan b'mita. Ask the Gemara the same question we asked before. But wait, chilo could also be learned from notar. And just like by notar, it uses that word, chalel, here too, it uses the word yechalelu, and just like over there, it's bekaret, we should say here it's bekaret, and not b'misa b'dei shamayim. Well, says the Gemara, I have 4 good reasons for why I would learn chilo from Truma and not from Nosar to tell me the din of this specific halacha of minayin letameh shishimesh shehu b'mita. There's 4 ways that they're similar. First of all, in both cases, we've got a problem with the individual. It's goof. So a kohen tameh who is mishamesh and a kohen tameh who eats truma, the problem is not in what he's doing. The problem is in his state while doing it, right? So it's not a din in the food. Mashenken the nosar is a din in the food. Furthermore, both of these isurim have to do with being tamei. Don't do the afeda while you're tamei. Don't eat truma while you're tamei. Nosar has nothing to do with being tamei. And thirdly, both of them can be taken care of by a mikvah. You could take off the tuma of that coin, and then he's allowed to eat truma, and then he's allowed to do the aveda. How are you supposed to take off the iser noser by dumping it in a mikvah? And besides, we have the fact that the language is lashon rabim, mashenkein by notar, it's lo, in both cases it says lo yechalalu, or ki yechalaluhu, mashenkein by notar, it says it's kodesh Hashem chilel, which is Lashon Yachid. So those are 4 good reasons. Well, now, wait a minute. I have 4 good reasons to actually learn it from Nosa. So my 4 good reasons may be better than your 4 good reasons. Let's examine them. Adaraba, I say it makes more sense to compare a Kohen Tameh, Shishimesh, to compare it to notar, to say that he's chayev kares, rather than to compare it to achila of truma petuma, and to say he's chayev misa b'dei shemayim. Why? Well, first of all, kodesh. I mean, both of the things that we're saying over here has to do with kodshim, right? And if you're doing the avodas hakodesh, or you're eating nosar, which is a din of kodshim, where shenken, truma, is not a din in kodshim. Furthermore, Kanin, these two issues of Aveda are things that happen inside of the Beis HaMikdash, just like Nosar is on Basar of Kodesh, which is inside of the Beis HaMikdash. And not only that, but it's also, both of them would be Nogea, Pigel, and Nosar, which can affect the issues only that are nogea, the issues of Kodesh. Masha Inkin, Truma can never become Pigel, and Truma can never become Nosar. And, of course, we give the same answer that we give before. And that is, the one thing that is more important than your four against four is Chilul Derabim, Michilul Derabim. The very fact that we're dealing with a Gezeirah Shavah, and Gezeirah Shavah is based on the use of the language, it makes more sense that lo yechaleluhu and velo yechalelu is a match that works better than kis kodesh Hashem chilel, which is the lashon by Nosar. Next case, a kohen who was a tful yom, who was mishamish. How do we know that a tful yom is also considered to be a chiv of a misa b'nei shemayim inolan? The Tanya, Rabbi Simoi Omer, Rem is the tful yom. Okay, so before the Pasuk says, Kohen has to be careful not to touch a mace, and if he does, he would be over on Kedoshim Yihyu LeElohim V'lo Yechalelu. So what would that mean? Don't go into the Beis HaMikdash after touching a mace or Tumas mace. I know that already, don't I? Didn't we have the Pasuk of V'yinazru mikotshei v'nei Yisrael? That's Amor al Aharon Achicha. That's be careful to keep yourselves far away when you're in a state of Tuma. So why do I need another whole discussion about what happens if a coin comes in contact with a mace and it says over there, Kedoshim Yihyu LeElohim? Obviously, that's coming to add something. So, im eino inyan letame shishimesh, which I already know from V'yinazru mikotshei b'nei Yisrael v'lo yechalelu, I now extend it to a tful yom shishimesh. And it says the same words, v'lo yechalelu. And I just explained to you that we're going to learn out chilul b'truma, just like Truma's B'misa, Afkan B'misa, and I've already explained to you that there's no point in bringing up, why don't we learn it from Nosar? Because the language doesn't match. It says over here, Lo Yechalelu, and therefore it matches up with the Truma, Lo Yechaleluhu, and not with the Nosar of Yechalel. Next case, Mechusar Begadim. How do we know Mechusar Begadim is B'misa? Amre Be'abohu, Mar Rabbi Yochanan, some say that actually was said by Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. But in any event, the diak is from the laning that we just had on Shabbos. What does it say? The Chagarta Otam Avneid, the Aaron of Anav, the Chavashla Mikbaot, and then it says Vaita Lahem Kuhuna Lechukat Olam. Okay, so what gave them the Kuhuna? The fact that chagarta otam avnei v'chavashta lehem migba'ot, that gives them kuhuna, which means bizman shebigdeihem aleihem kuhuna tam aleihem, as long as they're wearing their begadim, they have a din of kohanim, but ein bigdeihem aleihem ein kuhuna tam aleihem, which means that we are left with non-kohanim. So now they become the same as zarim. Didn't we say before that is Zar Sheshimesh B'mita? So this is an extension of the din of Zaros. If we're calling them Zarim, that means if they do the Aveda, they are Chayev in the same Misa of the Zar. Next case, we had somebody who has not as yet brought the kapara that he needed to bring after having gone to the mikveh and after having Harev Shemesh. We have those cases where the Torah says, unless you brought your kapara, let's say it's a bit sora, any of the cases that require a kapara afterwards, he's not able to be completely tar. So how do we know that he's chayiv misa if he does the aveda? Minala, Amar Rav Huna, look. In the case of a yoled, so what does it say over there? So it says she's tmeya, shivas yomim, when she has her boy, and 14 days when she has a girl, but then it says she has to go to the mikveh, wait an additional 33 or 66 days for boy or girl, respectively, and then on the next day, when her period of waiting for Harif Shemesh, which is called a Tful Yom Aruch, Gavi, I think this is an idea that's worthwhile having. So she's a Tfulat Yom Aruch, because from the time of the actual sunset after she goes to the mikveh, at the end of 7 days or 14 days, she still is Asura until the end of the 66th day after that for a girl, or the 33rd day after that for a boy. Now she becomes a Mechuzer Kippurim, and on the next morning, she brings her korban. And then it says, V'chiper alea ha-kohen v'tahera, so when does she become tahor? Only after the entire process, the 80-day process or the 40-day process for the female or the male, respectively. So if only then she's considered to be v'tahera, that means that up until then, she is considered to be Tamea. So if the Torah says Tahira, it means that up until then she's Tamea. But what's the din of a Tame? We already showed. We just proved before. If she's Tame, then a Tame Shishimesh B'mita. So a Kohen male, who's in the same situation as this female mother, he is also a Mechuzer Kippurim. This proves that he's considered to be Tame as a Mechuzer Kippurim. Next case, Shalora Chutzia Daim Vraglaim. That's simple. It's a beferish pasuk. Minon Dichti Bevoam Alamoid Yirchatzumayim VeLo Yamutu. So there too, it says beferish in this parsha of this week that VeLo Yamutu. So you see clearly the kiyor without using the kiyor, and you do the aveda. Of course, as we said before, aveda tana. In all of those cases, they would die. Then you said, if they were under the influence, which means they'd actually had wine. So how do we know that a kohen who does the aveda after drinking, also a beferish pasuk, because it says, after the death of Nadav Avihu, yayin v'shechar al teish dato vanecha itach bivoachem elol moed v'lo tamuto. So there too, it uses openly the word lo tamuto, which means that if you do, you would be chayiv. Okay, in the next case that we had, this is the last of all of those cases, the Perue Rosh. How do we know the Perue Rosh, somebody who has over 30 days between the last time that he had a haircut, that he would be chayiv? Means if he does the avoda, Dechtiv, this is already the posik in Yecheskel. The Rosham lo yigalechu, ufera lo yishalechu. And so, okay, so it says, first of all, Kohanim should not completely shave their head, and they should not have long hair, but rather they should be kasom. So the same language that we use nowadays for doing lawn mowing. That's the point. So you do the, you cut them. Remember, we had the whole Gemara that said this is what Rebbe's son-in-law, Ben Alashah, spent all his money on learning how to do exactly. He wanted to get the haircut of the Kohen Gadol, in which the Rosh Hashazeh, B'tzadik Rosh Hashazeh. But anyway, the very next pasuk in Yechezkel is V'yayin lo yishtu ko kohen b'voa melchatzar hapnimit. So that means we're putting together these two Yisurim, Perue Rosh, with yishtu yayin. So if we have them one next to the other, that means just like Shetu Yayin, it says beferish in Chamisha Chum Shetayra Veloyomusu. So just like over there, it's Bemisa, That means through Yecheskel, we've discovered that Kruei Rosh is also B'misa. And the only reason that we would need this is because even though it's said B'ferish in the whole Maisa of the Yom HaShmini, so after the death of Nodav Avihu, it says B'ferish that Roshcha B'ferish over there, where Moshe Rabbeinu warns them, Roshechem Al Tifro. So why don't we bring that pasuk? Because that pasuk is in the context of the Avelos. So maybe only an Onin who's Purei Rosh. So, okay, so in Yecheskel, it's a Gilui Milsa, that the Isser in the Torah of Purei Rosh that is mentioned together with the Isser of Aninos is a separate Isser, and that it's the same idea as the Yayin Lo Yishtu. Masha Einkein, when it comes to an Orel, an Onen, a Yoshev, we said specifically in the Braita, don't include those in the list of the Chiyuve Misa. Why not? Orel Minola. So how do we know that there is an Azara? You say there is an Azara. Where's the Azara? Omer of Chista, well, let's get back to Yecheskel. I have to tell you quite honestly, Dover Zemi Torat Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Lamadnu, we didn't really learn this from our teacher, Moshe, all the way until Yecheskel Ben Buzi came along, and he taught it to us openly. Kol Ben Nechar, Aral Lev, the Aral Basar, Erol Basar, actually is Lashon, Lo Yavo El Migdashi, I don't want these guys coming in. Now here it compares the Arel Lev to the Arel Basar. So the Arel Lev is somebody whose Libai has rejected Aviv Shebashamayim, or he's someone who is literally a person who is not even a Yisrael. And therefore, it wouldn't matter one way or the other. If he has become an Oved Avedis Kechavim and refuses to get a Bris Mila on purpose, he's no different in terms of the halacha from someone who was unfortunate in coming from a family of hemophiliacs who couldn't get a bris milah. So both of them are the same. And it's saying that nonetheless, he's not able to do the aveda. So therefore we see that is the iser. And the onen, how do we know that an onen is iser? Which means this is Dafka Kohen Gadol, shouldn't leave after the death of his children, and not of Aviyu, don't go out, because then you will be Mechalal the Aveda, and you will not be Mechalal the Aveda, even if you do the Aveda as an Einein. But if you're not a Kohen Gadol, and you would do the Aveda, and you would not be Yotzei min HaMikdash, you would be Mechalal as Mikdash Elohav. So Ha'acher Shelo Yatsa would actually be Mechalal, but there's no Lav that it says on this Beferish, and because of this, there would L'chora be no Malkus. Yes, the Gemara, but there should be a Chiyev of Misa. I thought, didn't you say that every time it says Lo Yechalal, that we learn that out from Truma, or if it says Lashon Yachid, we should learn out from Noser. So how come we don't go through that whole thing over here? That is a question that we shall leave for tomorrow, because the sugya sort of goes on for a while. Okie dokie. So we just in time to get to our mikvaot. Let's stop this. All right, so we've had a beautiful, long daf describing, first of all, the list of avedes that are chiyuvim, the difference between aveda tama and aveda sheyesh acharea aveda, the difference between the cases where there's a chiyuv misa on the people who do the aveda tama, and cases where it's only an azhara, and we're still trying to figure out where there would be a chiyuv of malchus, where there's not a chiyuv malchus, to be discussed tomorrow. And we've also seen the difference between the type of yisurim that are mechayev and yisur kores, and the type of yisurim that are learned out of truma, which is a chiyuv of misa bidei shamayim. Very, very information-rich daf, and takes a little bit of time to absorb all of that information, but we shall review